Well, today we're going to have a little fun on our program. We've got Erica Lundy with us by phone. She's the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Beef Field Specialist for Southwest Iowa. And we're going to talk about something kind of fun this morning. Erica, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, good. Looking forward to spring.
Yes, definitely.
Very much so. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about who's your Iowa farmer. I got a little note from the folks at Adair County Extension talking about a post that they had put on Facebook. A lot of it included information, as I understand, that came from you, and it's really kind of caught fire.
Yes, it definitely has. So kind of a timely post as we were approaching kind of the last winter storm that kind of rolled through the area. So just kind of talking about some of the cold weather effects that we've had the last few months and kind of what cow-calf guys in the area are facing.
Is this a way to try to reach out to folks, especially who aren't necessarily directly involved in production agriculture?
Yeah, so the Who's Your Iowa Farmer Facebook page was started to kind of connect the people within the agriculture industry to our consumers. So it's kind of, that's the main goal behind it, but it's also kind of a nice way to, for producers, livestock in particular that I'm thinking of in the area, to really kind of connect with others within the industry that are kind of local.
Yeah, which, you know, it's all exciting for folks in the industry, maybe not so much for folks outside of it, right?
Yeah, hopefully something that will attract both audiences.
Well, there are ways to kind of introduce folks into the outside of production agriculture to things that maybe they might find of interest to them. And it sounds like you kind of hit on one with Buddy Boy.
Yes, definitely. Buddy Boy was kind of the feature of a recent post that was talking about how the cold weather has impacted cows' body weights this spring. So March is kind of heavy calving season for many guys in the area. And so since we've had cold weather the last few months, it has impacted birth weights. So just kind of a way to maybe make that connection and the struggle that some of the cow-calf guys are focusing on right now with being calving season.
You bet. Can you talk a little bit specifically about the story of Buddy Boy?
Yeah. Buddy Boy was featured. I think he was a week-old calf in the post when that was created, but really it's kind of talking on the whys of having heavier calves this spring. So basically the post talks about how some research has shown that when we have heavier winters, that we have an increase in birth weights just due to blood flow within that pregnant cow. So basically, we have an increase in blood flow to some of the internal organs. So therefore, there's more nutrients that are readily available for that growing fetus.
And why is that important to consumers? Why would they really get involved or interested in something like that?
Yeah, so I think a lot of our consumers are looking ways to make the connection to kind of the farm life. So hopefully this is something that they can read and maybe get some research data behind what's going on. And then also, too, it kind of helps tell the story of what a producer is facing right now. So, you know, they're putting in longer hours caring for their animals and just making sure that they're safe and healthy.
Sure. Well, and I kind of touched a little bit on it up front, that for folks who aren't involved specifically and directly in agriculture, some of this stuff can be a little bit dry and maybe even a little bit over their head, too. Is this effort through the Facebook page, the Who's Your Iowa Farmer, is this kind of an effort to kind of, oh, gosh, I hate to use the term dumb it down, but to bring it down to the average consumer level so that they can really understand how and why?
Yeah, yep, it very much is so. So it's kind of created to kind of tell the story. So you're right, sometimes maybe our consumers don't understand how some of the things are. But hopefully, you know, putting some stories out there like this and will help make that connection.
Well, and in every industry, we do it in radio, too. We use terminology. We might use acronyms that we understand because we do it every day, not thinking that folks outside our industry don't get it. And agriculture is no different.
Yes, definitely. We do have a tendency to do that a lot. So hopefully with this target audience, we don't do that as much. But hopefully, you know, if somebody is reading this and they don't understand something, hopefully it's an environment where they feel comfortable maybe asking hey, what does this mean? Can you touch on this a little more? So hopefully that's kind of the environment that we're setting on social media.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of getting started that way too. Once you hit on something, then maybe you start to spread the word and the message starts to move a little bit quicker. I noticed some numbers here, and I have numbers here in front of me about the Facebook page and the reach that it had early on. I'm scratching my head wondering if these are even accurate, so I'll let you share them. What do you have?
I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but our group has kind of shared some of those before, too, and you're right, it is a large audience that we're reaching, so it is pretty impressive. So it is, I think, gaining traction and helping us kind of tell the egg story to others that are out there.
Yeah, the notes that I have here say that it was the post originally was shared about 635 times, reached over almost 113,000 people, and that's just in like the first 60 hours that it was up there. That's amazing.
Yes, it really is. And it's kind of amazing how quickly social media can help share something so rapidly and reach such a wide audience.
Well, and I was really surprised, too, to see that the page has 6,000 followers as well. So there are people that are interested and are looking to learn a little bit more. Is there something unique about this particular growing season? You mentioned up front because we had the cold, we had a fairly mild winter going till we hit the last month or so of it. Then all of a sudden it went crazy on us. It's creating some really interesting challenges for producers.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, we've kind of talked about the bigger calf size.
Right.
So that may not necessarily translate, but it does increase the risk for issues with dystocia or birthing difficulties of cattle. So producers are spending a little bit more time with their cows than maybe what they typically would, just to make sure that if there is an issue, they can step in and help that cow have that calf. So that's kind of one issue, and now we've kind of had the spring thaw. So there's been lots of flooding issues across the state, and so that's kind of resulted in some mud issues and concerns as well. So just trying to keep cattle dry and have someplace dry to lay down has been another struggle for producers.
Well, and folks that aren't directly involved in agriculture would probably be surprised to hear that stress in some of these farm animals can be a really big deal. And when you have to work with some of these odd, you know, weather issues that we've been dealing with, even just a little thing like you said, like mud in the fields, it makes it a little bit difficult to get around. Whether it's an older animal or a calf, it can cause stress, it can cause issues.
Yes, definitely. So we do know that there is an impact that some of the stress can have on the performance and health of those animals. So it's not just a stress for the caretaker, too. It's also a stress on some of those animals.
Yeah, and any issues that you have, just like in a human, any issues you have early can affect you the rest of your life, I suppose, in some cases.
Yes, definitely. So we've, as Extension, have heard some producers talking about increase in some of the health risks in calves that we typically face. So that's kind of another reason, too, where we're spending a little bit more time with calves than maybe what we typically would, just because we're trying to prevent some of that sickness and illness in those calves that we do have on the ground.
Yeah. Are you finding that some folks who maybe are viewing some of this from outside the agriculture world are surprised at how much science is involved in agriculture these days?
Yeah, I think so, too. I think even those of us that are in the industry sometimes don't really realize how much research is backed by some of the common production practices that we do. So the research is out there to kind of help producers do things better. So I think it's a good kind of a backing foundation on why we do some of the things we do.
Well, I know the Who's Your Iowa Farmer Facebook effort is part of the Ag for All, the nonprofit organization in Adair County that's helping people understand some of the other things about agriculture, the hows and whys, and talking a little bit about some of those things for folks to learn a little bit more about it. One of the ways to do it, as we said up front, is, Buddy Boy, for example, giving them a real-world example. Will we be following kind of the progress of Buddy Boy as time goes on through that site?
That's a great question. I don't know if they have maybe thought about that, but I think that's a great suggestion that I will definitely pass on.
I caught you there, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Well, there are always good ideas. You know, people, if you can take it to a level that folks can really get interested and learn more, and we're all interested in animals, this way folks can maybe, you know, keep coming back, keep learning a little bit more, and use that as a process to learn a little bit more about that. So, yeah, this should be a lot of fun. Do you have any other ideas coming up for the Who's Your Iowa Farmer Facebook page, or should we just kind of keep watching?
Yeah, keep watching is a great way to do that. And the group, too, we also encourage and kind of recommend if you have a specific question that you're interested in or a topic that you want to know more about. We always welcome kind of those thoughts and questions, too. So if you don't already, go over to the Facebook page and like it and follow along and feel free to provide feedback, too, on some of those things that maybe you're interested in learning more about.
Great. Information sharing is always a two-way street. Very good.
Yes. Well,
Erica, thank you so much. Appreciate the time here this morning. Best of luck in the future.
Thank you. Appreciate it.